Psachim Perak Beis Mishnah Dalit Ha'ochel Trumas Chametz BePesach B'Shogeg Mishalim Keren V'Chomesh. If a person who's not a Kohen eats Truma, so they have to pay not only the Keren, the principal, they also have to add a fifth. That's true if a person eats Truma B'Shogeg. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah, the new point that the Mishnah is trying to teach us, is that even though on Pesach, Chametz is Asur B'Hanoah, you're not allowed to get any benefit from it, there's a special exception when it comes to Truma, that you have to still pay, if you ate a b'shogeg, the keren and the chomesh to the kohen. B'mezid, but if you ate a b'mezid, pater mitashlum, you don't have to pay umid me'etzim, and even for the value as fuel. Why? Because mitzad, from this perspective of truma, you don't have to pay, because you only pay keren v'chomesh if you ate it b'shogeg. And the fact that you ate the other person's food, you damaged, you stole from them, but there's no hanah, there's no value, there's no shavius to it, because it's chametz on Pesach, it's asur b'hanoah. Therefore, you actually don't have to pay anything. Mishnah, hey, elu dvarim, these are the things, she'odim yotze behem yidei chovos b'Pesach, which qualify as kosher ingredients for being yotze your mitzvah of achilas matzah, b'chitin b'sa'orn b'kusim b'shifon u'v'shivolos, all the five grains. These are wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. All these five grains are creating challah, lechem, and therefore matzah, they're chayv and challah, and they also qualify for creating matzah. You can make matzah out of demai, which mina Torah, we assume that the person who owned it, who baked it, they probably took off truma and meiser. And midrabanan, we're machmir to make sure that you take off extra meiser, because maybe they didn't, but mina Torah, it's assumed to be kosher. Umeiser rishon shenitlo trumaso. If it's made from grain that was given to a Levi as meiser, so it has an element of sanctity, but the Levi can eat it normally, and therefore, if you took off the truma, it's no longer tevel, it's now ready to eat to the Levi, no problem. Uvemeiser sheni, or, which is the food on the first, second, or fourth and fifth years, which is brought up as a tithe to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim, you can eat it. The hektish or hektish, sheniftu, that were redeemed. So now they don't have the kadosh status, and their regular food, you can eat it. Vakohanim and kohanim b'chalu v'truma, because they are receiving those gifts and they're allowed to eat them. Avol, says the Mishnah, lo b'tevel. You cannot fulfill your mitzvah v'chilas matzah with tevel, which is something that has not had, let's say, truma taken off of it, or truma smicer, that tevel is usher to eat. Veloma maiserishon shelo nitro trumaso, or maiserishon, the Levi's tithe, which you didn't take truma from that, because you have to take one truma section from the maiser that the Levi does. Veloma maisersheni vehekta shelo niftu, and not maisersheni and hekta shelo niftu, because they're not exactly yours, they are partially belonging to hektish. Chalos toda rikiki nazir, what about if a guy is going to bring a carbon toda, and with the carbon toda needs to come 40 loaves of bread, or a kikei nazir, or a nazir who's bringing his carbon that also has bread accompanying it. So in a case where asan li atzmo, you made those breads for your own carbon, well, if you made them for your own carbon, then they are designated, even though technically speaking they are kosher matzah, but since they are not mishumar l'shem matzah, they're not being watched for the purpose of matzah, they're being watched for the purpose of a carbon, they are not kosher for matzah. However, asan limkam or kshuk, but let's say you're a baker and you supply people with bread for their lachme toda, or matzah for their toda, or for their nazir. So it's not designated specifically for a carbon right now. Yotzim behem, you could use them because they qualify just as regular bread, and you could use them to be yotzi or mitzvah achilas matzah on the night of the Seder.